You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As the three-day event of the World Day of Prayer for Peace concludes, Pope Francis will be travelling to Assisi on Tuesday, the 20th of September, to participate in the final meeting. The event, which is promoted by the Sant'Egidio community, was first held in October of 1986 by Pope St. John Paul II. The Sant'Egidio community has more than 60,000 members spanning from 73 countries around the globe. The various global communities share values and principles that characterize the Sant'Egidio community. 30 years later, men and women from various religious and geographical origins still unite in Assisi, this year with the title Thirst for Peace, Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. They call for coexistence, peace and unity. Also present in Assisi is Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, Chancellor for the Pontifical John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and Family and President of the Pontifical Academy for Life. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Massimiliano Menichetti about the spirit of Assisi.
I think that Assisi cry to the world that the peace is possible, not a peace in abstract, in a theory, but the peace among people who are different in belief, in faith, in culture. So the sign of the current time is the reality of Assisi. This gesture is a really a great prophecy in a world where conflicts, violence, where difficulties among difficulties can be overcome if we obey to the Holy Spirit, to the Spirit of Assisi. In this sense, the presence here of the Pope and a lot of religious leaders means that their people can follow them. Their people can believe that the peace and the dialogue is possible.
People around the world come here. What is Assisi Spirit?
The Assisi Spirit is alive, is a manner to live the gospel for us, the style of the life as has to be. We are in this world to live in peace each other with our differences. In this sense, the spirit of Assisi is a common spirit. Has to be the spirit of common people, has to be the spirit of leaders, has to be the spirit of all people who lead in their different fields this world. We hope that the prophecy of Assisi can reach the heart of the common people and of the leaders of this world.
Three important days waiting the Pope. What do you wish?
I think that the Pope, as a father, as a common father, try to gather everyone, not in order to impose his Catholic or Christian vision, but in order to push as a church to guide all people in order to become the only one family created by the Holy Father, by the Father, in order to push all people to become one family. This is the dream of God at the beginning of creation. This is the dream of God at the end of the history.
Grazie mille.
That was Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia.